This is Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio. Here's your hosts, Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns Saturday, May 20th, live from my old stomping grounds, the Mecca, Madison Square Garden. Undefeated champ Terrence Crawford takes on Southpaw gold medalist Felix Diaz in a showdown for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. Plus, Ray Beltran battles Jonathan Mycelo in a high-stakes lightweight clash. It's Saturday, May 20th, 10:15 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO. And, you know, a guy who I grew up getting to watch, one of the greatest fighters ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
Fighter of the decade for the 90s. This guy was, pound for pound, maybe the best fighter in the history of boxing. He's a six-time champ, four different weight classes. He's the only guy to ever start his career as a light middleweight and go on to win the heavyweight title. He's Roy Jones Jr., Captain Hook, and he joins us right now. Hey, Roy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, but how y'all doing?
We're doing fine, Roy. But there's a question I've always wanted to ask you. I'm serious, man. It's a question.
Only one.
How in the world did you ever get your feet to move so fast?
Well, you know, it's like for me, I was taught basic footwork on a regular basis as a youngster. So when my dad built our foundation, my dad built us one of the best foundations that a boxer ever could be built with. And with that foundation being built so strong, it was predicated on footwork. And by my whole style being predicated on my footwork, I was able to have the quickest feet. And the quicker my feet were, the quicker my hands could be. And I was going to be faster than everybody else. So that's what made me so fast.
I'd have to say probably number one. I mean, there are a couple of guys, but I'd have to say you're right there, top three, top four, fastest feet I've ever seen.
Thank you, brother. I think I'm probably about the fastest feet and fastest hands that I've ever seen. You know, it's like people don't like to give it to you like it is, but like you said, only person to ever turn pro as a junior middleweight and win the heavyweight championship of the world. I mean, you start at 154. You covered a 48-pound gap as far as weight limits go. 48-pound gap.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
You know, and Roy, if I have this correctly, you are currently the WBF Cruiserweight Champion.
Yes, I am.
Are you planning? You had a fight on February 17th, which you won. Are you planning to fight again this year?
Well, I got one more left, and I told him I'd give one last shot, but I go hard one more time on the first shot at the WBC Cruiserweight Championship of the World. I give it one last shot, but I put my eggs in that last basket. I give it all I got, and I win, I come out, I quit. I lose, I come out, I quit. Don't matter. I'm done after that because for me, with me, the way I train is too hard and too taxing on my body because I go hard when I go, and I don't know no other way to go. And I don't want to do that over and over and over no more, so I only got time to do it one more time. And I do it one more time for a cruiserweight shot, and I'm done. And that's it for me because that's just who I am. But I do love it, and I am very emotional about boxing because I just love the sport. And when it comes to that, if you don't give it all you got, don't give it nothing. And when people say, well, you know, you might get hurt. That's 40 years of Mike getting hurt. I've been boxing 38 years. I might have got hurt 38 years ago.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? So any damage that's been done, that's 38 years of damage. I don't want to hear that Mike get hurt. I got 38 years of head-to-head contact. I don't want to hear about Mike get hurt. I mean, I want to do it, make sure I got enough time and energy to put into that last shot, and I'm gone.
So, Roy, you got one fight left in you, and that's it. Who are you targeting?
Well, like I said, I'm targeting whoever the WBC Cruiserweight champion is. I don't care who that is. I don't care if they call and tell me King Kong got WBC Cruiserweight, but well, King Kong better get ready because here I come.
I feel sorry for him, and I know this too. I'm going to be watching. I can tell you that right now. So, there's so many. We don't have enough time to talk about all the things I like to talk about with you because I've watched your entire career. But I do want to ask
you
this.
Man.
Absolutely, man. I do want to ask you, and it's much respect. I do want to ask you this. When you look at MMA versus boxing, the art of boxing, and there's obviously the art of MMA as well, can you compare and contrast the two and tell me what your feeling is about them and where you stand?
Well, I love anybody that has the heart to go in the ring and face another man, man on the man, first of all. Because we have all this violence going on in the world, especially our country right now with guns and people shooting people, you know what I'm saying, and just walking away. No, that's not right. That's not how you do that. You know, in society, I think God gave us animals to show us partially of how we should live, and some of how he would want it, because he didn't give them options. He put them in, he made them like he made them, and he left it like that. They have to fight for their supremacy. Some fight to death, some don't. But they got to fight for their supremacy. So it's like they don't get to pull out a shoe guy and say, "Oh, I killed him. Oh, I won." No, that's not a winner. That's not a true winner. A true winner is one that can go that win face to face, hand to hand, man to man, and be through with it. Both of them walk away. One walk away a winner, one walk away a loser. That's what life is really supposed to be about to me. So anybody that goes in that ring and fights one on one like that, I got to have the utmost respect for them. The difference is that in boxing, if you don't learn how to box from when you're about 17, 18 up, if you wait till you get to your 20s, you're probably not going to make it in boxing. In the UFC, if you learn how to do a lot of things, basically coming, like you do a little wrestling, you do a little karate or a little jiu-jitsu, and you do a little boxing, well, it's about who can put a whole combination together. That's a little bit different, you know what I mean? So it's like they are derived from two separate ways. A boxer has to grow up boxing, and that's his, he has to be a master of one. A martial, MMA guy can be a master, good at many, but not a master of none. You have to be a master of none. As long as you can mix a few of them together, you're pretty good. But in boxing, you got to be a master of one. Now, they say a jack of all trades and a master of one. Yeah. Well, UFC, you can be a jack of all trades, and you can be good. It's about who can put the whole combination together. But in boxing, you can't be no jack of all trades. You got to be the master of one. If you ain't a master of just that, you're going to get your behind to it.
So if Conor McGregor were to step inside the ring with Floyd Mayweather, what's going to happen?
He's a master of this trade. He's going to get his... He had a master this trade, gonna get his ass tore up.
I love him already. I knew I would. All right, so Mayweather's gonna win that fight. I want to ask you this now. You're still commentating for HBO, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so when you walk away, and I dare say when you walk away, but when you decide to stop or quit or retire from boxing, is that what you're going to do? You're going to move right into television?
That's what I plan to do. If we come together and make a good enough deal for me, they give me offer me a good enough deal to do it now. So if they offer me a great good enough deal, it's possible we can call and I go and get through and go and do that now. But unless it's a great deal, I ain't going to do it. I mean, if it's a great deal, I'd love to do that. But I ain't going to do nothing for nothing that I don't want to do it for. So if it ain't right, no, I'm not going to do that. But if it's right, of course, I would love to do that. Nobody can deliver a message to the public about boxing like Roy Jones Jr. can, because I call it like I see it.
Yeah, we're trying to find a way to keep you for another 5 or 6 minutes. But go ahead, Patrick. What's your question?
He's Roy Jones Jr., one of the greatest fighters of all time, a guy who was, for over a decade, the pound-for-pound best fighter, fighter of the decade of the 1990s. He's a six-time champion. Roy, what was the most memorable fight you ever had?
I guess the John Reese fight, but it's close. It's close. It's got to be John Reese and James Toney. Congratulations to James Toney. He won his fight he had last weekend as well. But it got to be between those two. And the reason is because with John Reese, I was the only guy to ever turn professional as a junior middleweight and win the heavyweight championship of the world. With James Toney, he was pound for pound the better dude on the planet at the time, and I had to step up and beat him. To be the man, you had to beat the man. And I went for the takeover, and that's what I went to do, and I knew I was going to do it. No doubt in my mind I was going to do it. I thank everybody for, believing in me, but I thank God for giving me the opportunity, for giving me the wisdom and the foresight to see something like that. Because when God said, go get it, I go get it.
So I love
that's
it.
That's what that was. And those were two times that God told me, go get it, and I went and got it. And so those are my two most memorable moments.
I love it. We got to get you back on. You got to remember Nate and Crate. We got to get you back on the show, man.
All y'all got to do is contact whoever y'all contact today, HBO, whoever, and y'all know I'd be glad to come back on y'all's show.
I love it.
I love to talk. I'm the best crap talker in the world.
I can tell. I would have liked to.
Hold that. Don't get that twist, though, because I will back it up. Okay. And if I don't back it up, I damn sure get my best try to back it up. So.
I got you, man. We better get it before we get out of here, all right? You take care.
All right. I got you. Y'all take it easy.
Yep.
Roy Jones Jr.
Gotta get him back on, man. We need half an hour.